This podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Media has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to
tell? Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
I feel an awful familiar burning, and it is pulling me down with its weight. I have been here before, I remember the sound. I'm wondering if it's misfortune or if it's just me. Yeah.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned in to the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Coming at you from PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, BillDeSean.com, RootoRootRadio.com, XRPRadio.co.uk, and AltRockRadio.ca. This is episode number 513. With me tonight is Dan Stonerook. What's up, Dan?
Oh, not too much.
We're trying
to get through quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked the wrong time to buy a house.
Yeah. How long ago did that happen?
I signed the papers for the weekend that we went under lockdown.
Oh, are you in the house at least?
Yeah, it took forever because my day job, I'm considered essential. We had some problems. I helped manage a group home.
Okay.
It has group homes, and we're shorthanded, so I ended up having to go to houses and work. So my schedule's been crazy, so 60, 70 hours a week, and then trying to move a house to a new house.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
Bit demanding.
So it's been about 8 months or so since we last talked. Besides the quarantine, what's been going on?
We were getting ready. We had a bunch of cool stuff. We did hook up with Pepper Studios. Manage us. We got some pretty cool bookings through her. We opened for Unknown Henson in November. The Craft House. Unknown Henson, he's known for, he's one of the voices on the Squidbillies. That was pretty cool.
So now I'm going to move me in the video. Everybody bear with me for a moment. What have you missed out on that you had scheduled because of the quarantine?
We had a couple festivals that were booked. The National Pike Days in May. And then we had a couple pretty nice bar gigs that were canceled. And then there was some stuff that we applied to. We were pretty sure we were going to get, and they canceled also.
Have you taken advantage of, well?
I have, actually. I've got a couple new songs I've been working on.
And any titles yet, or are they really, really new?
I haven't come up with a title for the one. It's pretty much finished. The second one, I don't know where I'm going with it yet. Like I've got an idea. I'm trying to write more now, like from the standpoint of using the band, my band Wounded Moose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different than when I was doing the singer songwriter thing. It was a lot easier, but now I'm trying to incorporate where I want different parts. So it's a little more of a thought out process.
I saw you post something interesting about Wounded Moose and what the band is going to do once this has been lifted.
Yeah, we talked about it and we understand, like, you know, there's a good chance when everything does open back up that a lot of these bars and restaurants and other music venues, you know, it's going to take a while for them to get money and capital build up to start having bands again. So we're offering our services for free. With a chance down the road, you know, later on that, you know, we can get a paid booking once everybody's back on their feet.
How long are you going to do that for? Do you have a game plan?
We really haven't decided yet. The four of us in the band, like we all have, steady day jobs. So, you know, while we like doing it for the money, you know, and the extra money was always nice, you know, like we can get by without, you know, without getting paid for a while.
Are you calling venues that you haven't played at before and making that offer as well?
I haven't talked to anybody yet. I've been kind of just waiting. Like I posted on some Facebook sites, waiting to see if I get any responses back. And then, like, probably in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start reaching out once we get a little more clear path to the opening up again.
So tell me a little bit more about Wounded Moose. Who's in that band with you?
Yeah, Wounded Moose, I have on drums right now. He was one of our – we had three guitar players with myself. But he ended up having to move to drums because we've had some issues keeping drummers. His name's George Feathers. He actually – the Johnny Cash tribute band I was in, Cash of the Years, he was the drummer for us in there. He can play mean guitar, and that was what I originally recruited him for, but he's filled in on drums. He's an amazing drummer, too. Don't get me wrong. But eventually, I'd like to get him back on guitar. And then, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, drummers are hard to find.
They are. And then on bass, I have John Clanchar. He's been playing bass. We had our original bass player. He quit on us, like, the night before a gig. So for a couple months, we were doing a three-piece where some of the stuff that I could get away without playing guitar on, I was playing bass, and George was playing drums and guitar. And then our other member of our band, Bill Vinette Jr., he plays guitar and mandolin and a little bit of six-string banjo. So we would just alternate instruments all evening long. But now that we got John on bass, I was able to talk him out of retirement. He hadn't played live in a while, so I was able to coax him out of retirement and come back and play.
Well, how long has the band been together?
For a year now. It's been a year. Our first gig was the middle of April last year. We played Record Store Day in front of George's Song Shop in Johnstown. It's America's oldest record store.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our debut. That's when I released my second solo album. So it was a nice kickoff. It was a nice way to get some attention and build from there. And this year, we were really looking forward to a lot of these gigs we were going to get.
I feel like when it's finally lifted, the venues are going to be more than happy to bring bands in and bring them in often. That's just the feeling that I have, because they're going to be looking to bring as many people to their establishment as possible, I would think. So bands are probably going to get lots of bookings.
I'm hoping. Yeah.
What's your favorite place to play?
One of my favorite places to play as a solo artist, Doolittle's out in Dubois, PA. They have a bar in an old rail car, and then they do all their own brewing there and everything. It was a really cool atmosphere. I was playing up there about twice a month for probably about 8 months, and then as the band, I have to say it was the Castle Pub in Evansburg. We've had some really cool gigs up there.
Is that the one that has swords on the walls and axes?
Yeah.
I can't remember who was talking about that with me one time.
Yeah, we do a gimmick during our set. You know, I'll go through the spiel of, you know, we got CDs, we got T-shirts and hats and buttons and stickers for sale. And, you know, if anybody wishes, you know, for $2, I'll predict their future for them. For $2 bill, I'm sorry. I'll predict their future. You know, let them know we have a tip jar over there. And if they want to hear Margaritaville's $20 and Jägermeister. And we played Margaritaville 5 times that night.
Wow.
3 times in a row.
Well, I mean, if they're going to put the money out.
Yeah. So it was a pretty fun night. By the end of the night, there was, we were playing Folsom Prison, and there was a dude playing air guitar down on the floor, on the dance floor. And I ended up, I did the Chuck Berry duck walk playing bass.
Was that because of the Jaeger or because you were having fun?
Both.
A little column A, a little column B.
Yes.
If you were going to describe Wounded Moose to the listeners, how would you describe the sound?
I classify us as like Americana rock and roll, you know, and I went that way with because we can go a little bit of everywhere. We've got some like the Johnny Cash background, so like we can get some twang going, but you know, also we mix in some rock songs and stuff like that, and just kind of opens it up. There's been a few places that we've played, they've like called us outlaw country.
Okay.
It's like if you listen to like Sirius XM, like the station, outlaw country, they're the same way. Like they seem to go everywhere. It's an open genre.
So it's kind of like riding a line between southern rock and country.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan of those bands.
Yeah. Like we were calling ourselves an Americana band when we have we play like two or three Rolling Stones songs.
I mean, it's, you know, if you find a niche and your fans like what you're playing, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. No.
Where can we find Wounded Moose online?
You can find us on Facebook. If you search Wounded Moose. And then we do have a website. It's the letters. It's dsandwm.weebly.com.
All right, run that by me again. DSWMB?
DSAND.
Oh, I get it. Dan Stone Rook and Wounded Moose Band.
It's just Wounded Moose, WM.
WM.
.weebly.com. And you can find the link to our website on the Facebook page.
Okay. I have, scrolling across the bottom of the screen, a link to your Bandcamp. So I'd imagine if they get to your site, they'll find your band site.
Yes.
Out of the songs that you play both as a band and as a solo artist, what's your favorite cover to play?
Oh, man. I mix them both in the solo set and the band set. Right now, I'm drawing a Lawyers, Guns, and Money by Warren Zevon.
Cool. What's your least favorite cover that you've played?
My least favorite? Oh, gosh.
I haven't even started asking the hard questions yet, Dan.
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to think. I don't really know. One of the ones that were getting a little tiresome for me was Old Man by Neil Young.
Okay.
I'd played that a lot. I've mixed that out in the solo set for a while.
Here, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked when I did my three questions in the song interview last night. One of the three. Let's say they decide that they're going to make a cartoon about Dan Stone Rook. Just like an episode of a cartoon featuring you, you know, like Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo, one of those deals.
Okay.
Which character would dress up as you and what cartoon series would it be?
Oh, man.
See, I told you I didn't ask the hard ones yet.
Yeah. Is it any cartoon, like past or present?
Correct.
All right. I'm going with the Flintstones. It would be Fred.
Do you have a Dino?
Well, yes. my cat could be Dino.
I don't know if you want a cat coming at you when you walk through the door, because that might not be good.
Well, this is what he does. As soon as I open the door, he comes running. He says it's time to eat.
Hey, along the same lines, they're going to make a movie about you. What actor will play you?
Oh, man. I'd have to see Jack Black.
You know, I just saw a picture of him because he popped up in my People You Might Know on Facebook today. And he does have a big beard like you.
Yeah.
He might be a good choice. Not knowing your band real well, though, would you play a song like the greatest song in the world?
We could.
Tribute. That's what it's called. Tribute. I bought that album for that song and then really didn't like anything else on it. When you put out music, do you think that the CD is still the way to go, or do you think digital and streaming is the way to go?
I still think CDs have their spot. It popped up on my Facebook memories there a couple weeks ago that it was a year since I released my last album, and it got me to pulling up all the info on Bandcamp and my CD sales and that, and they're close to 50-50. So, like, I've sold some CDs.
I don't really buy either of them. That sounds terrible. But doing my two podcasts, I tend to have music sent to me a lot. And that's really what I listen to now. I don't, even when I was driving to work, I would pop, if I was going to listen to music, I'd pop a CD in from a band and listen to it and decide which songs I wanted to play. Or I would listen to talk radio because I'm getting old. Although my talk radio is the DV Morning Show or Mark Madden. So I haven't reached the political talk radio stage yet. Yet.
Yeah, don't go there.
Dan, if there was something that your fans would be surprised to know about you, what would it be?
Oh. I was a wrestling coach at one time.
At like the high school level?
Yeah. I was junior high coach here in Pennsylvania for a while, and then I moved out to Montana and was a high school coach out there for a year.
What's your dream gig? What band would you want to play for?
Oh, man. I was in the middle of February. I was pushing Lily to get us on the card with Ray Wiley Hubbard. He was playing in, I think it was Club Cafe. It was supposed to be in a couple weeks, but it got canceled. But I was pushing real hard for her to get us on there, and she was sending out some emails and stuff, and I was pestering Ray Wiley Hubbard on his social media pages to get some info on who to ask about opening for him, and we got all the info, and I was sitting and waiting, hoping that I could open for him. He's a pretty big idol of mine.
You used the word pestering. I don't know if you've noticed, but every so often I post and tag the Foo Fighters trying to get Dave Grohl to come on the show.
Yes.
I'm sure he thinks that I'm pestering him.
Yeah.
But if he would answer, I would stop.
But Ray did, he did respond back. Yeah. His wife does all his bookings. So he gave me her email address.
Nice. So when this is all over, you can email her again and say, hey, we'd still like to do a show with you.
Yes, and I will.
What's your goal venue-wise? What's the big venue that if you got to play in it, you know you've made it?
It would be fun, you know, to open for... I'd say, like, like a PNC Park gig, like, you know, playing like out in front of one of the stages they have there. Or, you know, if we got lucky enough, you know, maybe to open like at the Penguins Arena.
PPG.
So there's the movie Rockstar where the lead singer of a tribute band ends up playing for the band that he was paying tribute to. What band would you end up in if that story was about you?
Oh, gosh. Either Tom Waits or Steve Earle. I've been mistaken for Steve Earle once. I saw him in State College. And before the show, I was walking around town checking things out. And we stopped, my buddy and I, we stopped in a music store. And the guy stopped me and asked me if I was actually Steve Earle.
Yeah, walking right downtown.
Yeah, and yeah, I had a ball cap on, and my beard was all, you know, big and puffy like his. And yeah, I didn't take full advantage of it. I should have. I probably could have gotten a couple nice guitars for nothing, but I had to break it to him. I wasn't.
Speaking of State College, have you ever played at the Rathskeller before it closed?
No.
I had made a goal that I was going to go in that place and watch a band, but they closed before that happened. For those of you that aren't familiar, it was like, if you're from Pittsburgh, it would be like when the 31st Street Pub closed. The bands played downstairs on a dirt floor. And if I remember correctly, it was kind of, I don't know if it was when I came across it, but I think it was a punk venue, just like the 31st Street Pub kind of started out as. But yeah, and when I was at State College, I was usually there for a school outing, so me going into a bar probably wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, probably not.
If you were going to build a all-star band and manage it, so you can't actually play a part in it, who would you put in the band?
Oh. Do they have to be living?
No.
Okay. I'd have Lee Von Helm, Willie Nelson. I'd actually have Steve Martin on banjo. And I'd have Don Henley. Don Henley singing, I think, would sound pretty good.
If you could sit on that bench that everyone talks about for an hour and talk to anyone from the history of music and only ask them one question and get the answer to help your band, what question would you ask that person, and who is that person?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with Hank Williams. And I guess my question would be, you know, is it about the songs? You know, is that what it is? Is it about the songs that get people to listen to you?
I think, and I know you didn't ask me, but I think it's part the song and part the attitude. Like you have to draw them to you, and then they listen.
Yeah. And I think that would be a good question for him, because he was like the first like rock and roll badass. Like, if you look at it, like, I mean, he, you know, drank himself away. He was, you know, with a bunch of different women and getting in fights over messing around with other people's women. And, and he wrote all those songs and was just like that fast rising. And then the quick crash.
If you were in my position, sitting on the interviewing side of this, what superstar musician would you try and interview? Since I mentioned I keep trying to get Dave Grohl on the show.
I'd have to go with David Crosby. He played in Johnstown a few years ago. And it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And a buddy of mine and myself, we went down to the hotel in town where they were at. And we were waiting to see if we could just see him. But I took a guitar with me, hoping if things went well, I could get an autograph. And Graham Nash came out, and we were meeting with Graham Nash and talking with him for a good half an hour. I got a picture with him, and he signed my guitar. And he got on the tour bus and went to the arena. Steven Stills came out a little bit later, and we were able to talk to him, and he signed the guitar. I wasn't able to get a picture. And then when David Crosby came out, he told me to get bent.
He couldn't complete the trifecta for you.
No. And same way, like I pester him on social media, you know, about not signing the guitar. He acknowledged it. I'd love to interview him just to, like, see what makes him tick. Like, anybody who ever asked, like, you know, that, there's always some story about him being a jerk.
Let's see. Let's give you one more question, and then I will let you go for the evening. What is the first thing you plan on doing once we're allowed to do things that are non-essential?
Oh, first thing I'm doing is I'm going to take my guitar, and I'm going to go to Central Park in Johnstown and just play. That's the one thing that's just I miss is being able to play it for people.
Hey, Dan, I want to thank you for coming on episode 513 with me tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And everybody, make sure you check out Dan as his solo project. You go to danstonerookmusic.bandcamp.com. You can look him up on Facebook, which is Dan Stonerook -music. And let's see if I can do this. DSandWM.weebly.com.
Yes.
I got it. To find the Wounded Moose. And I don't think he means Hedberg. All right, once again, this has been episode number 513 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out each and every Friday. Let's see, next week we have The Art of Burning Bridges, followed by Unbroken Soul on the 15th, Meat Hook on the 22nd, Nox Emesis on the 29th, Shadow Event June 5th, June 12th, Justin Wade Band, Walkers K on the 19th, Hugh Twyman from The Hugh Show on the 26th, July 1st is Foo Bar. Royal Honey is way out there on September 18th. And if you would like to be on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, you can drop me an email at bill@parockshow.com or contact me through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. We'll catch you next week.
Tears swelling in my eyes, and I got tears rolling down my face. Well, my baby left me in a peculiar way, and I got the cough on the stage. Thank you.
You don't get me wrong. I've been doing this too long? Why did it end so wrong? And that is why. That is why. Cold heart makes me blue. That is why.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.